نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. صدق الله العلي العظيم. هم سب ملكر إن شاء الله. All together we read the تكبير التشريك إن شاء الله few times. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. All together. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد.
Very important things. Most of the time our youngsters don't know the takbir and tashriq, so good things, you know, especially the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to recite loud, the slide loud on the Eid, Bakra Eid day, on the Idul Adha, Idul Fitr, softly, Idul Adha, loud, to show the Allah Shan. If the heart is sick, don't say loud, but if the heart is mashallah awake, say loud, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. Very important things. Also, our youngsters can learn also. So, what is takbir at tashriq? To recite on the Eid day. Understand? Alhamdulillah, I have recited the one surah, Suratul Kawthar. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, fasalli li rabbika wanhar, inna shaniyaka huwa al-abtar. The hadith is quoted by Imam Qurtubi rahimahumullah in Tafsir Qurtubi, who passed away 700 years ago. 700 saal pehle unka intikal hua. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi also narrated this hadith in Tafsir Madhari by Qadi Sanaullah sahab Panipati rahimahumullah in Arabic Tafsir about the riwayat of Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi. Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi narrated this hadith. Allahu Akbar. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, who have seen 500 sahaba ikram. Kitne sahaba se mile? 500 sahaba ikram se. They have seen 500 sahaba ikram. He passed away in the Hijri 110 Hijri, when all the Sahaba passing away, then he passed away, Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayh. So second great things, his wife was working in the house of wife of Rasulullah sallallahu, his mother was working in the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is our mother Umm Salma radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Umm Salma radiyallahu ta'ala anha, who passed away in 64 Hijri, the last, after all the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Umm Salma was the last who passed away in the Hijri 64. And Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi's mother was working for her, for Umm Salma radiyallahu ta'ala. Imam Qurtubi rahimahullah, many other mufassirin, they says that Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi that time was a small. small child in the house of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his mother was working. Kabhi kabhi bacha rota hai na, sometimes the child cry. Umme Salma radiyallahu ta'ala anha ne unko apne sine se lagaya hai, doodh pilaya. Umme Salma radiyallahu ta'ala anha was a wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi narrated this hadith. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. Fasalli is a sega of amar, commands. First you must perform each salah, wanhar, then you slaughter, then you do qurbani. Two things he mentioned. Pehle namaz padho, eid ki namaz, uske baad tum qurbani karo. Fasalli li rabbika wanhar. We understand that whenever, wherever in the whole city, even though one place the namaz is finished, we can do our qurbani. Even the one masjid, namaz is finished, not necessarily the all the masjid finished. Sometimes the last masjid finishing the salah, maybe 2 o'clock, before Zohar, half past 12. So we delay our qurbani? No. Anyway, in the one masjid, the first Eid namaz is finished, then you do your qurbani, especially for the in city. Remember the mas'ala. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned, and there are so many ayats in the Quran also. وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ جَعَلْنَا مَنْسَكًا لِيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَى مَا رَزَكَهُمْ مِنْ بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ. The second masala you have to understand, بَهِيمَةُ الْأَنْعَامِ. An'am meaning the animals. But bahima means which is grow up in the houses, not the hunting animals. You can't do the hunting. Kal uth karke deer le aaya, usko zaba karu qurbani, is not going to work. Bahimatul anam, those animal which is in the house, meaning jo ghar mein bade hote hain, uski qurbani jaiz hai. Thamaniyat azwaz min ad-dhan islain. Allah Taala mentioned the 7 animals name in the Quran Kareem. The second mas'ala also we understood from the Quranic ayat. The third mas'ala, very very important, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ma amila ibn Adam, ma amila ibn Adam min amali yawm al-nahri ahabbu ila Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala min ihraki dam. Today the Eid day, there is a 3 days of Eid, Eid, Eid al-Adha, the next day and the third day. In these 3 days, the most beloved and dear actions in the eyes of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, min ihraki dam. This is a slaughter the animals. If a person spend in the path of Allah $100,000 and pounds, in the eyes of Allah is not more dear than the slaughter the animal. Understand? Ek aadmi lakho pound kharch kare kisi yateem par, gareeb par, in 3 din mein agar sabse zyada mehboob agar koi amal hai to wo qurbani karne ka amal hai. Allah Taala says in the Quran Kareem, lain yanala Allah luhumha wala dimaha. The purpose and the maqsad behind the qurbani is a ruh ila Allah. What is the purpose and maqsad of the qurbani? Purpose and maqsad of the qurbani, iraqatud dam, to slaughter the animal. Slaughter the animal, this is the ruh of the qurbani, not the meat. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, lan yanala Allah luhumuha wala dima'uha. Lan yanala Allah luhumuha wala dima'uha. Allah does not need the flesh and the meat of the animal you're going to slaughter. Allah doesn't need anything from that animal. You can keep it, you can eat. وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Allah just want to see your heart. From which heart you're slaughtering? You fulfilling the commands of Allah or not? That's the main reason of qurbani. وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. That's why the hadith of Tabrani and many other scholars mentioned by Abu Huraira, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Umar, many ulamas, many sahabas, they mentioned the hadith in Tabrani, in Kanzul Ummal, mentioned Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man zaha tibatan, those who slaughter the animal happily, with pleasure,
to make Allah tabarak wa ta'ala happy only for the sake of Allah. Look at here. Allah ta'ala, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used the word thieb. The scholars, those who know the Arabic, they know the what is the meaning of thieb. Because one is called farhat, farhat meaning khushi, basharat meaning khushi, smiling, jisko kehte hain. Lekin he Allah ta'ala, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used fatibu biha nafsa. Dil ki khushi. The same word Allah tabarak wa ta'ala used in the Surah Nisa, in the ayat, where the nikah ayat normally we read. In the first two ayat, three ayat of Surah Nisa, they Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentioned. Word of teeth. Meaning, jaise dulha aur dulhan shadi ke din khushi hote hain. Is khushi ke saath qurbani karo. You understand? No. Mufassirin says, what Allah want, fatibu biha nafsa. How like the dulha is so happy today. Not only dulha, the whole family is happy. Because he's getting married, she's getting married. How they are happy. With same pleasure and happiness, also here in slaughter. Only for the sake of Allah. That's Allah wanted. Allah doesn't want anything else. Otherwise, the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the day of Qiyamah, the animal you slaughtering, أَنَّهُ لَيَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِدَمِهَا وَأَزْلَافِهَا بِأَشْعَارِهَا. The animal you slaughtering, Allah is going to bring that animal, and not only the animal, the blood of the dead animal. How much blood? If you slaughter the big animal, cow or buffalo, and more than that, the camel. That's why the ulama says, two things very important, understand the mas'ala. That, do not slaughter one animal in front of the other animals. Also Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to a sahabi who was slaughtering one camel in front of another camel, farmaya nahi, janwar ko do maut se na maro. Don't slaughter with two deaths. One you slaughtering with knife, another one that other animals watching. They got no akal, but they got shu'ur. They understand. Actually, at one place, the sheikh, one Arab sheikh told me, this is a masala. He said when I was in 2011 or 12 in Hajj, he told me, do not slaughter any animal in front of the other animals. Why? Because he says, actually, I have seen that we were slaughtering one camel, the two camels, we can see actually crying, tearing. And science says, that when the tears come out, the tear is changed from blood to the tear. Unka khoon bilkul kam ho jata hai. When they see the animal slaughtering, their khoon burns. That's why actually one person told me, we slaughter a sheep, came out blood how much? Amount of one chicken. Because he was slaughtering after one another in front of them. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam farmaya. Also, when you tie the animal, here we don't know, but in our all the time, maybe you know the old people, they tied the camel's leg and the buffalo's leg and the cow's leg and then make the lie down and they sharpen the knife before that, not in front of the animal. Don't even sharpen the knife in front of the animal. You're hurting the animal. No. Sharp knife before the time. Then you come in front of the and tie it nicely and lie down. Make that animal lie down and then say, Bismillahi Allahu Akbar. Bismillahi Allahu Akbar. And read the Takbir al-Tashriq and Bismillah Allahu Akbar and slaughter. Because when you mention the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, wo janwar ki takleef kam ho jati hai with the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Liyazkuru smallah ala ma razaqahum min bahimatil anam. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was slaughtering the camel, he slaughtered 64 camels amongst the 100 camels. remain Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu slaughtered in final Hajj. He slaughtered 64. The Ibn Hajar Asqalani says the camel also was fighting to come forward to slaughter with the hand of Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So never ever, his Allah Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah innahu layaki yawm al qiyamah bi damiha bi ash'ariha wa slafiha. Qiyamat ke din us janwar ke blood ko laya jayega. उसके ब्लड को तो जब उसको बांध दो उसके बाद स्लॉटर करो स्लॉटर करने के बाद उसको रहने दो लीव इट फॉर 5 मिनट्स अंटिल कूल डाउन यू नो सम बुचर मैन स्ट्रेट अवे स्टार्ट टेकिंग आउट दैट द स्किन नो जस्ट लीव इट मैं तो कहता हूं जो बुचर मैन जल्दी करे उसको ही 5 मिनट के लिए बांध दो सही कह रहा हूं एनिमल को तकलीफ नहीं देना उसको जरा हिलने दो उसकी रूह आराम से निकल जाए और दूसरा मसला यह है कि मस्ट कम आउट ऑल द दमुन मस्फूहा ऑल द ब्लड द फ्लोइंग ब्लड मस्ट कम आउट फ्रॉम द बॉडी बिकॉज ईच एंड एवरी ड्रॉप इज गोइंग टू बी स्किन ऑन द डे ऑफ कयामत एंड यू विल गेट रिवॉर्ड लीव द एनिमल नाइसली कूल डाउन 5 मिनट्स एंड देन यू स्टार्ट टेकिंग आउट द स्किन वरना तो फिर अगर वो चर्मेन को बहुत जल्दी यहां तो नहीं मालूम हिंदुस्तान में वो उनका वादा होता है यहां 10 करेंगे वहां 10 करेंगे पैसे ले रहे हैं ना तो जल्दी जल्दी कर लेते हैं भागते हैं तो उस चर्मेन ही को बांध दो भाई 5 मिनट के लिए ताकि जानवर बराबर ठंडा हो जाए फरमाया दमुहा ईच एंड एवरी ड्रॉप अल्लाह विल ब्रिंग ऑन द डे ऑफ कयामत ऑफ द एनिमल नंबर 1 नंबर 2 बिअशारिहा All the hairs of the body of the animal will bring on the day of Qiyamah. This is Sunnat Abikum Ibrahim, the Sahabi asked. Isme kya sawab hai? Allah ke Rasool Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam farmaya, Bikulli sha'ratin hasana. On each, behind the each and every hair, you will get one reward. Subhanallah. Behind the each and every hair, you're going to slaughter. Can you count? Duniya mein koi aisi machine nahi hai. We can count the hair of the body of the animal. One sahabi stood up and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have no animal with hair. I got the animal with oon and suf. Suf. Allah Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, behind all the suf, there is one reward. Allah, so much reward. So that hair, also is not destroyed in this dunya, but in the eyes of Allah is not destroyed. Allah bahut bade qadir mutlaq hai. Qiyamah ke din wo har cheez ka hisab denge, har cheez ka hisab diya jayega, har cheez ki neki milegi. Isliye insaan, when we born, the man, the no circumcised, we came in this dunya, and doctor ke paas bachche ko le gaye uska circumcise kiya gaya uski sunnati ki gayi wo chamdi kidhar hai qiyamah ke din ye uthega uski wo chamdi uske saath wapas aa jayegi allah qadir hai qadir to ye ashar wo hai jo uski body par hai usko qiyamah ke din laya jayega wa azlafiha the horn A tail, skin, and one of the hadiths of Tabrani, Allahu Akbar, wa farathuha, bolo baras, the urine, pashab or pakhana will bring on the day of Qiyamah. Wallah, I'm telling you, if you understand the logic behind Qurbani, ye sari cheeze, uska grass, whatever we have feed that animal, Everything will bring on the day of Qiyamah. Allah is going to tell the angel to put in the scale fi mizani. Hasanatun haziratun, the word of hadith. All his neki will bring on the day of Qiyamah. Fi mizanihi yawm al-qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah. And Allah will give him the reward of each and everything. Fatibu biha nafsa. Fatibu biha nafsa. Slaughter happily. Pleasure I want to give today. Behalf of me, Not only one goat or one sheep, you have a whole family. If it's wajib on me, I have to do separate qurbani. If it's wajib on my wife, she has to do separate qurbani. If it's wajib, my badik children, mature children, they have more than 500, 600 pounds. Because you can see, if you got 600 pounds, you can buy 52 and a half tola silver. 52 tola and a half silver you can buy. Maybe 600, 600 700, approximately, most, maximum 700. Minimum, I'm saying that 550 pounds. If you got that amount of money, qurbani is wajib on you. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Man wajada sa'a falam yuzahi. If the qurbani is wajib upon you, and you do not do qurbani, then fala yaqribanna musallana, then don't come to idha or eid namaz in my masjid. Don't come for eid salah. Qurbani, I asked my son that you working part time or full time, how much money you got in your account? The qurbani is wajib on you. Yes, if a father does behalf of everybody, that's another matter, another masala. But if a father doesn't do behalf of his wife and children, they have to do it. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah is not going to ask the husband, why you didn't do behalf of your wife? Behalf of your eldest son, they had money. It's not father's responsibility. Yes, if they do, it's mashallah, very nice. But if father doesn't do, it's the responsibility of young children, those who have money in their account. Qurbani is wajib. On the day of Qiyamah, all this thing will come on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah will tell the angel to scale. And what is the logic behind the qurbani? Allah said to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, slaughter your son. Falamma balaga, when he became balig, some scholars say he was age of 7, some says age of 8, 9, some says age of 12 and 14. Anyway, different opinions of the ulama, of the scholars, of the tafsir. But falamma balaga, he became the understanding boy. He could understand everything. Qala ya bunayya inni ara, I have seen in my dream, according to one narrator, he have seen the dream Ibrahim alayhi salam 3 days continuously. He have seen that he is slaughtering his son, and the Anbiya alayhi salam's dream is also a revelation. It's a revelation. Like similar, the daytime the Jibreel alayhi salam bring the revelation for Anbiya. Similar, the dream also revelation is a true dream. They have to fulfill the commands of Allah. When he went, look at here. If I got one child. I met one brother in Jeddah, Allahu Akbar. I went to his house, he invited me, said so many toys, 2 or 3 bags full of toys in his sitting room. I said, why are you, what are you doing here? You playing? You got children? He said, no, I'm here from 7 years. My wife got child in Pakistan after 40 years. So every time I go market, I buy 10, 12, the toys for my child, because next month I'm going to Pakistan. I'm collecting so many toys I'm buying. I want to take for my son. I got, Alhamdulillah, gave me son after 14 years. Here Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah has given him son, age of 90, 95, 100. Allah given him. How much he had love for his son. Imagine. Say, Ya Bunaya, inni ara. Fil manami, the logic behind that Allah want to see that you bowing in front of Allah or not. Tum Allah ke saamne jhukte hai ya nahi? You fulfilling the commands of Allah or not? Allah doesn't want that he must slaughter his son. That's why straight away when he made his son lie down to slaughter, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, straight away Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and he brought the special dumba and sheep from Jannah. وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. Brought from Jannah. Allah doesn't want. Allah just wanted to see they're fulfilling my commands or not. This is the lesson for me and for entire believers. We're not saying the slaughter. Allah says you slaughter on the Eid day the animal which Allah has given to Ibrahim alayhi salam on the place of Ismail alayhi salam. If you slaughter pleasure with the pleasure of Allah, Allah's qasam, you will get the same reward what Ibrahim alayhi salam got the reward to slaughter his son. Why are you fulfilling the commands of Allah? You fulfilling the commands of Allah. Allah mein amal ki taufeeq naseeb farma. Waqt nahi, as bobo in deep the masail of the qurbani. We have to understand. Also, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was doing 10 years in Madina Munawwara for his ummah. For his ummah. Allahu Akbar is our responsibility. So we have to do qurbani behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, unhone ummat ke liye qurbani ki hai. How much he was worried for his ummah. Hame bhi chahiye. Abare Nabi ke hum par bade ehsanat hai. Whenever we slaughter, we have to slaughter for Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam also. But one masala last, what is the masala? Sometime everybody says, I'm slaughtering for my father who passed away, or my mother who passed away. Alhamdulillah, very nice slaughter. You'll get so much reward. But first things for yourself. Apni kurbani nahi karta, par unki kurbani karta hai. He doesn't do his own kurbani, which is wajib. Allah is going to ask you on the day of Qiyamah. Apni qurbani pehle karo aur uske saath marhumin ki qurbani karna chahe. You can do the qurbani for the marhumin, for isale sawab, no problem. Also, you can make intention of aqiqah. Aqiqah, if you did not do aqiqah when you were small, you were poor or something. So today, if Allah Ta'ala given you money in that qurbani animal, for example, you got 2 or 5 share or 6 share in the qurbani, so you can do one more share for your aqiqah. You can do it, no problem, with the 2 intention. Allah amal ki taufeeq naseeb farma. The tarkeeb of the namaz, before, let us by challenge to stand up inshallah. The tarkeeb, how to perform the Eid Salah. Intention is from the heart. You know, all of you mashallah came here to perform Eid Salah. Alhamdulillah. But verbally also, if you want to say, you can say it, not farz wajib. But I am performing Eid Salah, Eid 2 rakat of Eid Wajib Salah behind this Imam with 6 extra takbirs. Is Imam ke peeche hum Eid ki 2 rakat wajib padte hain 6 extra wajib takbirs ke saath. I am performing Eid Salah behind this Imam with 6 extra wajib takbirs. Then Imam and all together we have to say Allahu Akbar takbir tahrima and tied our hand. Then we all together have to read Sana. Subhanakallahumma. Then Imam will say Allahu Akbar. Must leave our hand down, not tight, leave. Second time, Allahu Akbar, leave it down. Third time, Allahu Akbar, tight. So 2 times, first takbir at-tahrima, tight. Then 2 times, Allahu Akbar, leave it. Allahu Akbar, leave it. Third time, Allahu Akbar, tight. Then Surah Fatiha and Surah recite. And after that, in second rakat, first Surah Fatiha and Surah, after Surah, before Ruku. Before Ruku. Remember, the masala, Ruku is farz. Ruku is farz. And Takbirat is wajib. Takbirat is wajib. So, Imam will say, Allahu Akbar, all together have to raise our hand and leave it down. Then, Allahu Akbar, second time, leave it down. Allahu Akbar, raise our hand, leave it down. The 3 times, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The 4th time, Allahu Akbar, and go in ruku. Inshallah, all together we start.